Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the ninth week of Ordinary Time, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Asking the Right Question.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came up to Jesus and asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, here, what gives me pause is the second commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Because first of all, what does love mean here? It's clearly not a matter of finding your neighbor lovable. It's love in a different sense. This particular conversation is reported in all three of the Synoptic Gospels. And that crucial phrase, "you shall love your neighbor as yourself," is identical in Matthew and Mark, and almost exactly the same in Luke. But Luke goes on then to explain what loving your neighbor means. And to do that, he uses the parable of the Good Samaritan. This is somebody who's not only moved at the sight of a half-dead man lying by the road, but acts on his pity, looks after the man, even pays for his care. This is love of a very particular kind. And what's more, these two people, the Samaritan and the wounded man, aren't neighbours in any conventional sense. I mean, they don't live near each other. They don't work together. They don't have lunch at the same restaurant. They don't work out in the same gym. You know what I mean. They're total strangers. Now, of course, this isn't journalism. It's a story that Jesus invents to show us what loving your neighbour means. And what it means is this, being actively involved in making life better for any other human being. For all the Samaritan knows, this man that he finds lying on the side of the road could be a deeply unpleasant person. Or even just very boring. Anyway, he's not necessarily a particularly lovable personality. But that is precisely the point. We are all neighbours. And loving your neighbours means caring for them, even at our own expense. Expense of time, certainly, maybe of money. Also, where appropriate, at the expense of forgiving. This still leaves us with other crucial words. Love your neighbour as yourself. Obviously, this isn't a matter of thinking yourself wonderful, patting yourself on the back, spoiling yourself physically and yes, and emotionally too. We believe that God loves us, but that doesn't mean he always finds us admirable. Quite the contrary, if we're honest with ourselves. And yet, he loves us. And the first commandment, the one that famously begins with Shema Yisrael, reminds us that we are to love him without reservation. Just a few days ago, right here on this website, my good friend Jerry Stuckey entitles his homily, "We Are in Love." Well, yes, exactly. In love with God, and God is in love with us. As the Beatles famously sang, all you need is love. So the scribe got it right.